know, my father is an artist, Jim Richard. And so I've grown up around visual art and had some desire to be a visual artist when I was a kid. Terrible draftsman, so it looked like that was not going to be in the cards, being a painter or drawer. But photography really interested me. And so did film. And for a while I really thought that I was going to go into photography and or film. So my senior year of high school, I did a ton of photography and never kept up with it. But it always fascinated me as a subject. So I've come back to it in many ways. So Glance from Postcard, that photographic, that ancient photograph. And then these daguerreotypes, which make up the first part of motion studies. I saw some of them in an exhibition at the Smithsonian. I had the catalog, and I spent a lot of time with it, and was fascinated by, as in the Swedish postcard, the fact that you don't know, in some cases, why these photographs were taken. Why take a picture of this bleak Swedish street? Why take a picture of, you know, a pumpkin, a book, and a sweet potato arranged? Or, as in this poem I'm going to read, a big mound of dirt. Big Mound During Destruction, Thomas Easterly, 1869. You who composed the image of this moment, whatever it was you wanted me to see, I can't. Yes, there are three workers pausing to pose their spotted dog on the mound's level top, their horses idle by the dray, tired from hauling earth and trees. And wheels have worked ruts in the slopes, the ruts muddy from the scrawny rain crawling across the scene, over the spectators gathered at the base. But what that mound meant that moment is lost. You must have taken most of a morning to set up, more than a minute to fix the image to the plate. Here, in 10 twin seconds, 1.5 million tons of towered glass, concrete, and steel collapsed, blasted past belief. Time died. The wrecked girders looked for a while like an enormous animal's ribs, a cage for wind and dust and smoke from cindered bodies. In your picture, one spectator, a man, has removed his hat and turned his head to look back at the camera, his glance alien as it catches mine through the rain falling across these low green mountains, the clouds swallowing now one, then another, like hope.